was born. I've forgotten what a night's sleep is like, and my brain has turned into sludge. I don't even know what day it is. Is it Wednesday?
Thursday.
That's good. Almost the weekend.
Frida gazed back into the fire.
Thursday is perhaps the worst day of the week. It's nothing in itself. It just reminds you that the week's been going on too long.
Sasha pulled a face.
That may be reading too much into it. She leaned over the buggy and stroked her son's hair. I love him so much, but sometimes when he's asleep, I feel relieved and grateful. Is that a terrible thing to say?
Frida turned to her friend.
Is Frank helping out? He does his best, but he's so busy with his work. As he says, helping the guilty walk free.
That's his job, said Frida. He's a defense barrister, and... She was interrupted by a ring at the door. Frida gave Sasha a rueful look.
You are going to answer it, aren't you?
Sasha said. I was tempted to hide.
Opening the door, she heard a voice that seemed to come out of the darkness and was immediately enfolded in a hug. Frida Klein, said the woman. I'd know you anywhere. You look just like your mother.
I didn't know you'd ever met my mother.
She gestured towards the fireplace. This is my friend, Sasha. This is Madeline Bucknell.
Maddie, said the woman.
Maddie Capel. I got married.
Maddie Capel put down her large embossed bag and unwound a checkered scarf from her neck. She took off a heavy brown coat that she handed to Frida. Underneath, she was wearing a maroon crossover dress with wedge-heeled leather boots. There was a thick gold chain round her neck and small gold earrings in her lobes. She smelt of expensive perfume. She stepped towards the fire and looked into the buggy.
What a darling little thing, she said. Frida, is it yours?
Frida pointed at Sasha.
Just the sight of it makes me want to have another, said Maddie. I love them at that age, when they're like a warm bundle. Is it a boy or a girl?
A boy.
So cute. Is he walking yet?
He's only 10 months old.
You just need to be patient.
Frida pulled a chair up close to the fire, and Maddie sat down. She had long brown hair, artfully styled into shagginess and streaked with blonde. Her face was carefully made up, but this only emphasized the tightness of the skin over the cheekbones, the little lines around the eyes and at the corners of the mouth. Frida remembered her from school. Cheerful, laughing, loud, but there was always an anxiety. Being in the group or not in the group. Having a boyfriend or not having a boyfriend.
Should I give you some privacy? Said Sasha.
No, no, it's lovely to meet a friend of Frida's.
Do you live here as well?
Sasha gave a faint smile.
No, I live with my partner.
Somewhere else.
Yes, of course. Thank you, she said as Frida handed her a mug of tea. She took a sip and looked around her. Such a sweet little place you have here. Cozy.
Another sip.
I read about you in the newspaper, Frida. About how you helped on that terrible, terrible case with all those girls. And you rescued one of them.
Only one, said Frida. And it wasn't just me.
How can people do things like that?
There was a pause.
What was it you wanted to talk to me about?
A gulp of tea.
I can't believe we've lost touch, Maddie said. You know that I still live in Braxton. Do you ever come back?
No.
Some of the old lot are still there. She gave a mischievous smile. I remember you and Jeremy. I used to be rather jealous of you. He was quite a catch. He left, of course. Do you keep in touch with him?
No.
I married Stephen. Stephen Capel. Did you know him?
We had some good years, but it went wrong. He's remarried, but he still lives nearby.
When you phoned, you said there was something you needed to talk to me about.
Another gulp of tea. Maddie looked around.
Is there somewhere I can put this?
Frida took the mug from her.
I've read about you in the paper.
You said?
More than once, Maddie said. You've attracted quite a lot of attention.